This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Berman with local news and commentary for Thursday, September 10th, 2020. One man was injured in a stabbing on board a Washington State ferry Wednesday evening. The victim was on the MV Kennewick during its 8 p.m. run between Port Townsend and Coopville when he was stabbed while on the passenger deck, according to a Como News report. Troopers and police responded, and the suspects were taken into custody as the ferry remained in lockdown. The victim was admitted to a Port Townsend hospital, but while the extent of the injuries were not given, he was expected to survive, the report states. Investigators are still looking into what led up to the attack and any connection between the victim and the suspects. Passengers were eventually released from the scene, and the final ferry run of the night was canceled. As of Thursday morning, the number of Jefferson County COVID-19 cases remains unchanged at 70, with none reported since the end of August. 32 people are now awaiting results, while our positive ratio has fallen below 1%. In a Tuesday briefing to the Jefferson County Board of Commissioners, Health Officer Dr. Thomas Locke reported that Washington is one of 25 states with low and declining outbreaks. He said worldwide there are 17 vaccines in various stages of development, with 7 in clinical trials. In the United States, there are 3 main vaccines in phase 3 clinical trials. Locke said that Washington State will not rush into a vaccine. Distribution will be limited, and the vaccine will be given to high-risk groups, those over 65, the chronically ill, and people of color. The plan is to use vaccine where it will do the most good. He said recent survey results found that a third of the population would not get a COVID-19 vaccine. He believes that no vaccine will be ready for distribution by Election Day. Locke also urged everyone to get a flu vaccine this year and to continue masking, social distancing, and using good hand hygiene. He said that this year the flu may be dramatically suppressed because of the preventive measures we are taking. Also on Tuesday, COVID Pandemic Response and Recovery Finance Section Chief Patty Charnas briefed commissioners on the State Office of Financial Management's release of the second and final round of the coronavirus relief funds. Locally, the Public Health Department and the county itself will each receive $638,000. The expiration for using these dollars has been extended to November 30th. The Intergovernmental Coordinating Committee, or ICC, developed a prioritized list of 6 coronavirus impacts on the community: broadband, children and families, culture and events, economy and jobs, food resilience, and human services. Each community group responded before Friday's deadline with a list of projects and costs. 3 other groups also submitted proposals. The commissioner's proposal reviews will be shared with the City of Port Townsend, which itself received $144,000 in funding. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon Monday through Saturday and at 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Berman. Thank you for listening.